This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 12th, 2025. The FCC on December 9th, 2025, released a long-awaited report and order adopting a new amateur radio spectrum allocation in the 60-meter band that was approved for worldwide use on a secondary basis in the WRC-15 World Radio Communications Conference 2015 final acts. The commission also agreed with the ARRL petition to continue to allow amateur operations on 4 existing 60-meter channels outside the international allocation with a full 100 watts. The new rules will go into effect 30 days after publication in the Federal Register, when amateurs may then begin using the allocation. Specifically, the commission allocated 5351.5 through 5366.5 kilohertz 60 meters to the amateur service on a secondary basis with a permitted power of 9.15 watts ERP. The commission also authorized amateurs to continue using 4 existing channels outside of the 5351.5 to 5366.5 kilohertz band, centered on 5332, 5348, 5373, and 5404 kilohertz on a secondary basis with a permitted power of 100 watts ERP. There are no antenna restrictions, but antenna gain must be used to calculate the ERP. The 60-meter allocation is available to amateurs holding a general class or above license. The maximum permissional signal bandwidth is 2.8 kilohertz. Amateurs are cautioned, though, that this allocation is strictly on a secondary basis, and amateurs must avoid interfering with non-amateur stations using this spectrum. This obligation includes the responsibility to monitor for such stations using appropriate receiver bandwidths. The FCC emphasized that allowing amateur operations in this band while fully protecting incumbent primary federal operations is our priority, and even intermittent interference in this band could jeopardize important federal operations. You can continue to read more about this story at ARRL News. The 2025 ARRL...
American Radio Relay League News will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GBK.
Node KE6GVK-P. Connected to Node 49842.
10-meter contest coming this weekend may be the last.
Node 49842.
Timeout.